Hi, this is Dr. Mary Young. Welcome to the audio version of my blog. Today's post is called Quiet Time. If someone asks you to think of your happy place, where would you pick? For me, it's almost always running my hands through the silky curls atop my youngest son's head. And fortunately for me, he's still young enough that I get the chance to do this in real life, not just in my mind. I think of it almost like a meditation, and it goes something like this. Look at him. He is so beautiful. This moment is so perfect. Wow, I'm here being with him right now. No, don't think about it. Just do it. It's great. It's great that I'm just here being. Wait, I'm thinking about it again. I've left being to thinking. Think about him. Be with him. He is beautiful. I wish I could stay in the moment. And so it goes when I try any form of meditation. I want to be in the moment, but I leave the moment to think about being in the moment. Productive? Yes and no. I used to think that meditation was the state of being absent of thought, just being still and void of thought and distraction. But I've learned that that's not really how it works, at least not for me. The real benefit I've learned from meditation is that it's a place to practice bringing my mind back to the still and the quiet, if only for a second or two at a time. But the act of bringing my mind back itself is a useful skill that I can apply at other times in my day when I get distracted from what I want to be doing. Like when I walk into a room and I'm looking for my keys, I notice a glass on the counter. I start towards the glass and I hear myself say, "Not now, just look for the keys." I want to sit at my computer to write, and an email comes through catching my eye. And I hear a voice say, "Focus on your writing. The email can wait." I'm cooking or baking and following a recipe, and my kids come to tell me about something non-urgent. I stop and listen to them. Oops! Last week, that resulted in my forgetting to put eggs in the muffin batter. They didn't turn out so well. I wish I'd used meditation. There are a million distractions around us every single second. The choice to follow them or not is up to us. Carolyn Mace calls this the act of calling your spirit home. Although we have a culturally prescribed proclivity towards doing several things at once, our brain can only process one at a time. Forcing it to do more is just not good for us. The way to focus on a single track at a time is simply to practice. So pick your happy spot and visit there often and see how long you can stay. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's post, I hope that you'll pass it on to someone else. As always, I appreciate your time. So until next time, take good care.